The president used his first veto in office to reject a plan that would have opened up federal funding to new embryonic stem cell research. Right now, that money is limited to a handful of embryonic stem cell lines that existed before Bush instituted a federal ban. Republican Congressman Mark Green supported the president. Green says he thinks destroying an embryo for research purposes amounts to the taking of human life. Speaking via satellite from Washington, Green said it's not an issue of making the research illegal.
The question here is what we're forcing taxpayers to fund. I don't believe it's appropriate to force taxpayers to fund the creation of human life for the sole purpose of destroying it, and that's what we're talking about today.
But Democratic Governor Jim Doyle says the president's veto is a blow to those who await potential cures to diseases like Parkinson's or juvenile diabetes. He says embryonic stem cell research will continue in Wisconsin using private money, but it won't flourish without more federal support.
All the major medical research in this country is funded by the federal government, and it is funded through large research universities like we have here in Wisconsin.
Doyle says that federal money will dry up as the existing embryonic stem cell lines become tainted over time. Green says the government should be focusing on more established research instead, using adult stem cell lines and cells from umbilical cord blood. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.